understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
All of us at Bayport State Bank wish the Deckerville Eagles good luck in today's 8-man state championship game. Go Eagles!
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brian.
All of us at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky would like to congratulate the Deckerville Eagles on another tremendous season.
We here at Graff work every day to earn your business and offer quality vehicles at a great price. And even more importantly, superior service after the sale.
This month, you can enjoy savings of up to $13,800 on remaining 17 Chevys on the lot.
Take 20% off all remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax models as well.
And if you currently have points on your GM card, you can save even more on top of that 20%.
Don't qualify for GM employee pricing? No worries. Everyone this month qualifies for this on every 2017 Chevy here at Graff.
And that means you can save thousands on your new Chevy car, truck, or SUV.
If you haven't been to our used lot, give us a shot. We will save you time and money and get you into a quality vehicle.
Stop into Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky today. And one more thing.
Go Eagles!
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get an oil change. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
The 8-player Division I State Championship on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call today from Marquette, Michigan, inside the warm and wind-free Superior Dome on the campus of Northern Michigan. For the third time in 6 years, the Deckerville Eagles have find themselves in the state championship game for 8-player football. At the helm for all of those years, plus another 18, would be head coach Bill Brown, who has now 201 career victories under his belt. Since 1993, the Deckerville Eagles have finished under 500 just twice. That's since 1993.
Keep in mind, he's coached 273 games in his career. Clark already told you 201 of them he has won. He only has 72 losses on the season. That's a 736 winning percentage. Pretty darn good. And his offense has scored 586 points this year, most since switching to 8-player football.
The Eagles are led by a sophomore quarterback in Isaac Kynith this season. He has a strong backfield behind him, so he doesn't have to run the ball all that much, but he's critical to leading this high-potent offense down the field. He can run when he needs to, but knows when to keep the defenses off balance with a well-executed downfield pass.
You're exactly right. Play-action pass is where he's going to excel. 5-for-10. He's 5'10", 155 pounds. He's 36-for-52 on the season. He's got 15 passing TDs. He's not a slouch. He can absolutely make it happen. Has not thrown over 7 passes in a game yet this season, but keep in mind, in most of them, he didn't have to. In rushing, he's got 38 carries for 290 yards and 6 scores on the season.
One of the keys to Deckerville's success this year has been a strong rushing attack. Despite fighting through some major injuries in their backfield in Romzik and Ibera, The Eagles have still managed to accrue an 11-1 record and average 315 rushing yards per game. Leading the way would be Cruz Ibarra, Kenton Bowerman, and Brendan Handley.
Now, the name you need to remember tonight is Kenton Bowerman, senior. He's got 970 yards, 14 touchdowns on the season. Against Bellevue, he was the workhorse back, 32 carries, 280 yards, and four scores in Cruz Ibarra's departure of that game. He's led the team most of the season. Cruz has 10 games. He's got 1,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, averaging 143 yards a game. And against Morris in the playoffs, he was leading the way with 22 carries, 213 yards, and four scores in that game. But probably not going to see some action tonight. I don't even know if he'll play, to be honest with you.
He's not dressed.
Kenton Bowerman will be the lead back with Cole Rumsick and Brendan Handley, your change of pace backs.
The defense of Deckerville is nothing to sneeze about either. Through 12 games, the Deckerville Eagles have allowed just 181 points altogether, or just 15 points per game. They find ways for their opponents to make mistakes and then capitalize on those turnovers.
If they can find a way to force a few turnovers, I like their chances in this game. Against Morris, for example, Deckerville's defense recovered three fumbles and picked off a pass and also held that Morris team to 20 yards rushing and 27 yards passing.
The Eagles have won a state championship in their first year in eight-player football back in 2012. Since, Deckerville has made it to at least to the semifinals four times and the finals now twice, but have not been able to find that second championship ring. They try again today against Central Lake on the WLW Sports Network. Kickoff in 13 minutes on Sports Radio 102.1. You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Casehill, and Seapling, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. Sure provides well-being and a life worth living. Sure offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. Sure. Better health, better life. So, are you sure?
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Just 48 minutes of gridiron madness separate the Deckerville Eagles and Central Lake Trojans between a state championship in 2017 and eight-player football. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call today from Marquette, Michigan. Where else? Let's take a look at the direct comparison between these two schools. And if you were to play an extreme game of badminton between Deckerville and Central Lake, it would be a 165-mile court in one heck of a serve. Additionally, as the crow flies, it's a 310-mile flight between Deckerville and the Superior Dome in Marquette. For those who made the long journey to today's game, it covers 412 miles of highway in just shy of 7 hours with no bathroom breaks or food. In regards to school size, Central Link is the fifth largest school in this year's eight-player playoff field with 191 total students. Deckerville is the ninth largest of the 32 schools.